Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is Lee Cougar Don Roberts, and I'm here with my best friend, sister advocate, and partner in crime, Donna Scheer. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Lee. Hi, everyone.
Today we're gonna talk a bit about holidays, mental health, and self-care. We've got some other little things we want to do. We want to give thanks to, you know, some folks out there. And we are going to come back tomorrow with more on this particular topic. You know, talking about mental health is a sensitive topic. There's an incredible stigma attached to it. And we're going to try to help, you know, eradicate that, stomp that out. The holiday season is really difficult, and more so for many people. They can be, you know, overwhelming, very overwhelming. You've got all these, you know, I've got this food to prepare. I've got to get, you know, got to get ready. We're having company. You feel like you got to have everything just so. It's very stressful. It may be an enjoyable visit for many, but there's a lot of stress there, and we forget to take care of ourselves, and what suffers is our physical health and mental health. It takes a great toll on us. I know we struggle to accommodate family, friends, and, you know, some of us, well, like me, it's like you visit with the family, and I like a lot of quiet time because I get overwhelmed pretty quick. It's wonderful to visit. It's wonderful to enjoy the holidays sometimes. But, you know, the stress while trying to meet everybody else's needs and make everybody happy, we forget ourselves, like I said. We neglect our own needs, and that's really important. So we're going to talk more tomorrow about, what can you do? What can you do to, you know, help get yourself through the holidays, get yourself through all of this, self-care tips. You know, it's important to maintaining your sanity. You know, a lot of us know this all too well. It's like we've got to take care of ourselves. We've got to fill our own cups. We've got to do some preventative self-care before we get overwhelmed. Anyway, so holidays, mental health, and self-care. Let's talk about it. But right now, I'm going to turn this over to Donna because she has some things that she'd really like to share with all of you, and it's incredibly important for this show. And like I said, tomorrow we will be bringing more of this information to you, tips and self-care discussion for the holidays. So, Donna, it's over to you.
Thank you, Lee. I just really want to thank everyone in our communities for giving as generously as they do each year to our Secret Santa program. Lee and I have been doing Secret Santa for the last 10 years. We vary from year to year. Some years we get 3 to 4 foot foot stockings, and we fill them with toys and gifts. We provide hams or turkeys to families. We have gotten family dinners for them. We have sponsored families, and then this year we are doing it a little bit different. We are going to make sure that each child gets so many gifts, and we usually deliver them by December 15th to the parents so that they're well prepared in advance, but it also gives Lee and I a little bit of time to prepare for our Christmases and celebrations as well. But a lot of people get us mixed up with Toys for Tots, especially in a small community that I'm from. The two are very different. I know Toys for Tots here in the Renova area is ran through the Salvation Army. We are a nonprofit organization. We have been out there since 2013. This is our 10th year. I cannot believe for 10 years we have been giving out toys, and not only toys, but like I said, we do the meals, we do Easter, we do, you know, different holidays, we do back to school. But I'm just really proud of our team. I'm proud of our organization. And, Lee, I'm so grateful to be doing all this with you.
Yeah, it's thank you. You know, it's important that we thank all of you out there that have been helping us. You know, it takes a village.
It takes
a village. And our communities are our village. And, you know, a lot of people sometimes don't know what goes on behind the scenes. They just, okay, you've got this program and this is what you do and you help kids. But some of the specifics, and they didn't know that, you know, it's like we do the Secret Santa, and I've actually been Secret Santa here for certain families in need. And it's rewarding to the heart. We don't get paid for this, not money-wise. We get paid from the feel goods, you know, from knowing that we're helping others out there who are in need. And there are so many, and we know there are just so many out there, and we do as much as we can every year, and we can only do what we do because of all of you out there. And so from the bottom of our hearts, we thank you. Our gratitude is beyond words. So thank you for helping us to continue to do the work we do, to bring smiles for the holidays, for the kids, for the families that are in need. We appreciate that. You know,
it's a great thing to be able to give back to your community, but what I think is so great is to see the people that come together in the time of need. Our community is small here, and to see all these people come out and say, what can I do to help a child? What can I do to help this family? It just, it makes you so happy because, you know, it like gives you your faith back in humanity, because the world is so rotten right now. And I'll just say that to be kind. People are not kind. There's no morals. There's no respect. People just, they think you owe them. And it's hard because we deal with these people every single day. But then you get the ones that come out and about and they're like, I want to help kids and I want to help animals. And it feels good to know that there's still good people out there. And like I said, I'm really blessed that we had all the help we did this year. We have 30 children that are going to have happy smiles on their faces Christmas morning because of the people in our communities.
Yeah, it is. It's the giving back is and the pulling together is incredible.
Yeah.
You know, when there's a need and then you see people or you hear from people that, you know, this is important to them, and they're like, okay, somebody's in need. And for whatever reason, maybe somebody helped a family member, a loved one, or maybe somebody helped them in their time of need, or maybe their heart is just touched to help others. For whatever the reason, and it's really nice to see. And like you said, Donna, the world, it's not a kind place. You know, it's very unkind.
No.
And it seems to be progressing more into, you know, the negativity, the hate. Everything
mm-hmm.
stems from hate and fear, and why the hate has to be projected out. You know, like there's just, it doesn't make sense, and, you know, to me anyway, it's like, why do people hate? There's nobody's done anything, or it's the way you're raised, maybe, I don't know, maybe personal experiences, environment, but we need to be able to, like, rise above that, to come together, to help others, and let's come together with such a bright light that all of that hate, that negativity, that, you know, that dark stuff, the anger, all of that, just that we overshadow that with the bright light that shines as we come together. You know, the when you come together as a community to help others, it's like the sun overshadowing the night. It's just lighting up every corner of the community, of the world, and lighting up hearts and bringing smiles, you know, bringing smiles to kids' faces. And that's what it's all about. You know, and not just the holidays. Gosh, you know, this is what it should be like year round, not just to the holidays. Honestly, you know, we need to work on that together. Like I said, we both say it takes a village. It takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to protect a child. It takes a village. And we should be uplifting one another. No matter what you do, if you can't help somewhere financially, and Many of us have been there, so we understand. If you can't help in another way, share information, share a need so other people are able to, you know, to possibly help financially, whether sharing, whether prayer. And it's a huge thing, all of those. And, you know, I've run into people who's like, well, I really don't have much. It's like, I have a dollar. Will that help? Every little bit helps. Every dollar adds up. Just like, you know, people who collect pennies. I'll grab pennies. I find them on the ground. You know, you have to grab pennies, put them in the jar because they do add up. You know, one or two pennies becomes 200 pennies, becomes 2,000 pennies, and that adds up. So everything you can do, every little thing helps, and it matters. Whatever you can do, it does matter. And, you know, we appreciate that. And it's the children and the animals that appreciate your gift, however you're able to help. So, thank you.
The best reward as an advocate and even a person is to know that you're doing your best and you're trying to do your all for people. And I know yesterday I had someone stop at my home and they thanked us for the work we do. And they thanked us for providing Christmas for their child last year. And they wanted to donate some gifts this year themselves. And I thanked them. And she's like, no, you have no idea. She said, when my husband left us, we had nothing. And she said, I didn't have enough to even do a meal. I have no family here. I have no friends here. We were alone. She said, if it wasn't for your organization giving us a dinner and gifts for the children, she said, my kids would have had nothing. And she said, my life's better. I'm working. I'm doing now. And I want to give back. And she was crying, and it made me cry. You know how I am. I cry if somebody cries. It was a really good feeling to know that, like, she was so proud and so happy to be helping because somebody helped her. And we've all been there. We've all been there.
Oh, definitely. And as a single parent, I was there as well. My now grown son with children of his own. I've been there. When he was little, and it is hard. And when you're in an area where, I mean, you don't know anybody, you don't have anybody, you don't have family possibly depend on or connect with for help in some way, it's difficult for me. I was a single mom. I was in a different state because I was fleeing domestic violence with my child, and I ended up in two shelters before I got my own place. And you know, I'm grateful for the help there. And when I'm able to, I pay things forward. And that's what it's all about with the woman and her that you were just sharing about. And, you know, for us to be able to help her, that was because of all of you out there. You helped us to help them. And, you know, and now she's able to pay it forward, and she has, and it's an incredible feeling when you're able to pay it forward too, in whatever way. I mean, it doesn't always have to be in a big way or an exact same way that, you know, you were assisted. Excuse me, but it's whatever way you can, and that in turn that helps. I mean, mental health when you're in a place where it's like you are in need and you don't know anybody, or maybe you do know people, but you still feel so alone. Your mental health, you're struggling to provide, and you neglect yourself in the process to provide for your family, for your loved ones.
Yeah.
And it's extremely stressful. The holidays make it more so because you want to make it extra special, but you don't have anything. So it's a matter of, you know, for some people, who are, you know, I was extremely independent, you know, and I have my days still, but it's like, I don't want to ask for help. I can do this myself. I can do this. I'm going to figure out a way. Well, it comes to a point, it's like I had to swallow the pride and say, hey, I need some help. You know, can you help me make Christmas better for my child? You know, I don't care about myself, but him, you know, and it's hard to ask for help sometimes, but I've learned, okay, you've got to. Because You know, we got to do something and help make things better for these little ones. And, you know, mental health, like I was saying, it does suffer. You get depressed. Yeah. And the holidays are a big trigger for many people. Whether it was not a good time growing up or it became not a good time due to circumstances, relationships, maybe domestic violence or whatever was going on in their life. But it's important. The self-care is so important because we have to take care of ourselves, whatever that looks like for you, whatever that looks like for each of you. It could be different from me to Donna to any of you out there. You know, if self-care is taking 5 minutes, locking yourself in the bathroom and just sitting there and breathing, you know, that's what you got to do. Lighting a scented candle, going for a walk, whether in the rain or the sun, taking a walk at the local park. Sometimes for me it was riding on the swings, you know, and yes, I'm 63 years old right now, you know, the body is, but I still, my inner child still loves the swings. And, you know, just going to the park is a big mental health boost. So whatever it takes, but you got to take care of you, and especially so during the holidays. Sometimes, and I want to mention this, you know, now we can go into more of it, family dinners and gatherings and what you can do to help yourself be a little bit less stressed tomorrow on our show. You know, sometimes for some of us, it is as difficult as it is, sometimes we have to detach from family members because of the negativity, yeah, to the stress, and it's just so overwhelming. Sometimes we have to detach ourselves. And I want to share with all of you out there, and I'm Donna Bobeckis up to, it's like, it's perfectly okay. And, you know, there's this guilt. It's like, but they're family. They're, you know, I owe them, or you feel like you're obliged to be there or to do something. But your obligation is first and foremost to yourself, and if you have children, it is to your children and yourself to take care of you. Because if that's going to make you, you know, so stressed out that you're physically ill, that's, you know, it's a hard thing to detach, and I know, hard to detach from family, from people that you've been connected with all your life, and I've run into or spoken with more people that recently that are like, I've just had to detach. I know they're family, but I can't take this anymore. Or this is a tradition. We go to this one's house on Christmas Day. We go to this one's house the day before. Or we wait until New Year's, and then we go over to this one's house. And it's like, and traditions can be changed. You know, you have the right to start new traditions for your family.
Yeah.
You absolutely do. You know, I enjoy, for me, if they were close enough, but my family, most of them are out of state. You know, I have my one oldest grandson and his fiance and my newest little one who is a great-grandchild. They're down in West Central Florida. I'm way up here, and there's no way to get down there to visit with them physically. My son and his family, the rest of the kids, they are in, you know, out of state. They're up in Iowa, so there's really, like, there's my car is great around town, and I absolutely am so grateful to have a vehicle. It won't travel out of state to go visit. So we visit virtually. I get pictures, you know, and messages, and that's cool. But I would enjoy a dinner with them. I would enjoy a holiday meal with them, or a meal anytime. Family's important to me, at least this part of the family. I've had struggles growing up, and part of my family, you know, we're not going to go there because I'm trying to make this a positive show, but part of my family was just not a very positive thing, you know, and that was my father. But I did enjoy the holidays otherwise, and to be able to spend it in a way that helps you in a way that you're not stressed out, the way that you're not overwhelmed. If, you know, making a 10-course meal, and, you know, followed by all these fancy desserts, or I've got to make X amount of pies, I've got to make this, I've got to make that, remember to stop and breathe. Just take a moment, and if you can, close your eyes, close your eyes. I know I deal with vertigo really wicked, so closing my eyes, I'll end up on the floor. But I just take a moment and just sit there and breathe. And sometimes I'll step outside and I'll just breathe, and then I'll you know, look at the woods out back and sometimes catch the birds or the squirrels out there. And it just, it helps. It really helps. So you do whatever you need to for you. Right? And traditions, you know, there are some that you want to keep, and that's great. But, you know, when it's going to, oh, we've got to go, we go to my parents this day, and then we've got to go to, my parents this year, next year is his parents or her parents, the in-laws, and, you know, they switch back and forth, but, and somebody's always not happy in the process, and you feel the overwhelming stress, and you want to run and scream or pull your hair out, whatever may be left of it. It's very frustrating, and it's very mentally and emotionally exhausting.
It is. Lee,
but
you know I have anxiety, and you know how my anxiety gets. And
big time.
The week before Christmas, I am like in crazy mode, literal crazy mode. I'm getting the house ready. I'm preparing for everything that we're going to do. Because when we do Christmas, it's a 3-day celebration. It's not one day. We do Christmas Eve, we do Christmas Day, and then we do the day after Christmas. And I'm baking, I'm making things, I'm preparing for meals. I'm getting the house cleaned. I'm getting rooms cleaned. So when we have guests stay, like, it is just absolutely, sometimes I'm like, oh, my goodness, like, I can't take this. They're driving me crazy. But, again, some of these people are my family members, and I love them, and there's nothing I wouldn't do for them. But you feel like you just, like,
you're running,
feel the stress.
You know, yeah, and you're running. And there's good stress and bad stress, and some of this is good stress because you enjoy the time. But getting everything just so, getting everything taken care of, cleaning the house, I'll sweep up the floors, get the dishes done. Okay, it's me and the dog, so we're good. But I still, you know, sometimes I've you know, met a couple of friends. I've gone out to enjoy a meal with someone or a couple of friends, but that's not an, you know, it's not an every holiday event kind of thing. But I would love to have a meal with my family, you know, but doing all of that, doing what you do exhausts me. It absolutely exhausts me. We grew up doing the night before Christmas, we would open one gift. It couldn't be the bigger gifts. You know, if we had more than one gift, we were allowed to open one of the smaller gifts on Christmas Eve. And that was a tradition for us. And that's something, you know, I kept growing up. And I will say this, there were some cool moments with my father, because what he would do at Christmas time, he would take money, he would take a bill, and I honestly can't remember, I think it was a $20 bill. I mean, that's an awful lot when you're a kid back then. It's a lot for some kids these days. But he would take it up and he would roll it and he would bend it like a candy cane and put them on the tree. He would kind of hide them. So, and there was one for each kid, and we had to find them. And that was kind of cool. And if I was closer to, in proximity, geographically wise, if I was closer to my grandchildren, I would do that for them as well. But as it is, you know, and we're not. But I do celebrate, and I do put up a tree now, which I've done for a couple of years. I stopped putting up a tree for a long time. There's just a lot going on, and I just didn't feel in the spirit mood, really. but a couple of years ago I did, because some certain circumstances changed that were surrounding me and family-wise, and I was able to put up a tree and celebrate and enjoy. There weren't a lot of ornaments, but the ornaments that were up there were important, and the tree.
Yes.
The fact that the tree was up, it was the importance of being able to put up the tree to celebrate, and to celebrate the birth of Christ. And we don't overload everybody with the messages in the way that we feel, but we both do believe in God. And this is an important part of life for me, my faith. Will I have I have questions. Yes, many people still have questions. I follow God, and I have many questions, and that's okay. But I do celebrate, and people, I've got to share real quickly. We're down to like 4.5 minutes here. But people will say, but he wasn't born on December 25th. Okay, but I'm celebrating his life. I'm celebrating his birth and the fact that because of him, my life has changed. I mean, completely changed, and I am alive. Physically, I am alive where I was almost not here on this earth many years ago. But that's another story, maybe for a show, maybe not for a show, maybe for a book, but that's as my creator leads. But I needed to share that, apparently. I had no plans on it, and it just hit my heart. So there it is. We're down to 3.5 minutes, so I'm going to turn this over to you, Donna, and thank you, everybody, for joining us today. And we'll be back tomorrow with another show with expanding upon this, the holidays, mental health, and self-care. So thank you. And back to you, Donna.
Yes, the holidays can be very stressful. Even, like I said, the week leading up to Christmas, it is very stressful for myself. But I love it. I wouldn't want it any other way. We do 3 celebrations. We do 1 Christmas Eve with our immediate family. There's 28 of us, so there's always a house full.
Wow.
And then Christmas Day, Roger and I always go to our son and daughter's houses and spend the day with their spouses and children. And we make the most of it. And then the next day, him and I do a celebration together. We do like our Christmas morning because we're so busy running the other 2 days, we don't have time. And then we do our prospective families then. And it works out pretty good. It, like I said, it's a 3-day thing. But I'll tell you, for as stressful as it is, I love it. I wouldn't want it any other way. But I'm not going to lie. I have been in the bathroom hiding for 10 minutes. And taking a deep breath or taking a bubble bath that night just to relax with the scent of a nice candle. Because if you don't have that time for yourself, it can be hard. And it can sometimes it's overwhelming. It is for me anyway, but I have extreme anxiety. So, but, well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want to thank everyone for joining us. This has been an incredible year. I want to thank everyone who has supported our Secret Santa program. 10 years strong, guys. 10 years strong, and I'm so proud of that. So proud. We hope that you'll join us tomorrow. If you have any questions or concerns, or you want to be on a show, you can check us out at www.au4h.weebly.com or www.shearinroberts.weebly.com, and you can submit your requests there. I hope everyone has a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Yep. Yes, we will be back tomorrow. And Sharon Roberts is K-S-H-I-R is the spelling for that. And thank you. Until tomorrow, take care, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Hey guys, it's Rob Delbo at Blaze Alexander Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Lewisburg. Gobble up the savings during the Black Friday sales event going on all this month. And we have Dylan Sizan.
That's right, guys. We have thousands in bonus cash, plus up to 15% off almost every model. Get up to $7,500 off Ram trucks and up to $9,600 off Jeep Gladiators.
Not only that, this month we're giving away a $250 gift card for every vehicle sold to help with your holiday shopping. And only at Blaze Alexander Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Lewisburg, where you'll get the lowest price guaranteed.
Want to be your own boss? Let Geisinger Health Plan be your ticket to freedom. Geisinger Marketplace has you covered with plans that fit every need and budget. Call 866-755-4470 to learn more.